Next on BYUSN, the top 10 teams in BYU football history headline another BYU Sports Nation special. Which Cougar football team claims number one on this prestigious list, and which teams didn't make the cut?
Where does the 2024 BYU football team land? And how about the quarterbacks, Jim McMahon and Steve Young? They're great teams.
Let the great debate begin. We're about to reveal the top 10 teams in BYU football history, and it starts now.
Hall goes shotgun.
Third and 10 at the SMU 41-yard line.
Here we go. We play on.
What throws for the end zone?
Final play of the game, barring a penalty.
Throws for the end zone. It is cut in the end zone!
And touchdown! BYU lead!
Let it go! Find this guy! Touchdown! Johnny Harley! 10!
The KO punch!
Middle is cut! Andrew Dorf! He's got Colley waiting on him!
Knocked away at the last minute.
Oh, boy! Brigham Young University has won the Holiday Bowl.
Welcome to our next BYU Sports Nation Spectacular, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Today, we take a celebratory and thought-provoking look back on the greatest teams in BYU football history, specifically by counting down the 10 best gridiron teams to ever wear Cougar blue.
Listen, this was one of the most difficult lists that we've ever come up with, but it's about time we did this because we've always wondered, what are the top 10 greatest teams? I think it's pretty obvious what the top three are. We've discussed that at length. We'll reveal that later. But like 4 through 10, where are they? Who doesn't make the cut? Where does 24 land? Because that was a pretty good year for BYU. I'm excited to see the strong case and some not so strong case of teams that didn't make it, of why or why not they should be on the top 10 list.
Enough setting the stage. Let's get to our first act and begin the countdown naturally at number 10.
How about this? The 2021 team. Okay, a recent team. Recency bias. Jaren Hall at quarterback. Tyler Allgeier at running back. How about Puka Nacua, Samson Nacua, Isaac Rex, Neil Pau, Gunnar Romney. This was a very skilled team.
Following an 11-win COVID season led by the number 2 overall pick in the NFL draft, quarterback Zach Wilson, understandably, a mountain of questions surrounded this 2021 squad, who faced a schedule loaded with 7 Power 5 opponents. Quarterback Jaren Hall, another eventual NFL draft pick, led BYU to a 10-2 record in the regular season, going 6-1 against those 7 P5 foes.
That was amazing. You look at this schedule and you think about the quality of opponent and how many Power 5s BYU had. It was Power 5 at the time. And we thought, man, this is going to be a tough schedule. They go 10-2 in the regular season. That was amazing. They start 5-0. They start with wins over 3 Pac-12 schools, including snapping the streak against Utah.
Left throws to the pylon. Powell makes the catch. Touchdown! Hall takes off. Throws for the end zone. It is cut in the end zone! The former Ute, Samson Nacua! Before, Jaren stepping to his right, looking, stopping, firing, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Gunnar Romney! Takes a helmet high snap, pops, fires, goes, incomplete! And the Utes turn it over on downs! It was Big 12 weekend, and after a 12-year wait, it's a big win for the Cougs over their in-state rivals. 10 is not coming!
Hey, it's surreal, man. I think we had confidence it would happen, but actually experienced this, you know, all the talk of the last 9 years, you know, all this and that. It's surreal, and I'm just proud of my guys, man.
Bro, feels so good right now, dog. I just want to cuss. Feels so good.
Where's the after party for you tonight?
I'm going to go to bed so I can go to church. I'm going to church. Praise God, you know? Praise God.
That clip went viral. It still pops up on my timeline.
I'm going to church.
We're going to church. I forgot about the part before that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was hilarious, right? I just want to cuss.
Uriah Leotawa? Literally straight out of Compton.
One of the best weekends in BYU football history when you consider the Big 12 invitation happening officially on Friday, followed by that physically dominant win over Utah to snap that dubious 9-game losing streak to the Utes.
The flyover was amazing. I remember that.
Then the field storm was unforgettable.
Oh, Kalani's got hands still.
Incredible. We're going to church to celebrate the win.
I mean, has there been a better weekend, Spencer? I mean, BYU's won bigger games, bigger moments, but the Big 12 invite combined with ending the streak. Oh, yeah. That was, to me, the greatest weekend in BYU sports up to this point, period. Well, what about winning the Natty and Jimmer? I don't know. That Big 12 invite was one of the biggest things that's ever happened.
Incredible. It's absolutely in the conversation. Maybe we should have a special show about that. The greatest weekends in BYU sports history.
The top 10 weekends in BYU history.
BYU football finished 5-0 against the Pac-12, and we crowned the Cougars your 2021 de facto Pac-12 South champions.
Yep.
The team up north didn't seem to like that very much, but we don't care.
Still, de facto South Pac-12
champions. Wins over Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, at Washington State, and at USC.
That was Jackson Dart at USC, by the way. Was it not? In 21?
Jackson Dart was a freshman. Started that game.
Yeah, he was a freshman. One of the best arguments for why this team makes the list is the incredible season from BYU running back Tyler Allgeier.
I just had to get on my horse. I felt like DK Metcalf when Russell Wilson threw the pick. So literally just get on your horse and then just literally making your 111 play.
And Tyler Allgeier trailing the play. Can you believe that?
Everybody underestimates his speed. People take an angle and they think they've got him, and he just runs away from people.
Yeah, he's a stud. I mean, you know, we ran him ragged.
And looking for five, and he's got it! Tyler Allgeier shoots a gap and gets in for six.
How about Tyler Allgeier? My goodness gracious, he was good in this game.
I mean, what more can be said about Tyler Allgeier? I mean, averaged 9.3 yards per carry, three touchdowns for 214 yards. Anytime this offense needed a response, they put it on Tyler's shoulders.
Tyler Allgeier down the far sideline for the score. Hand off to Tyler. Tyler shakes off a tackle and gets in for six. Tyler Allgeier with a touchdown.
What a season, Spencer.
Over 1,600
yards, set the BYU single season record. I didn't think that we would see Luke Staley's 2001 topped ever. Tyler doesn't win the Doak like Luke did in 2001, but 23 touchdowns. I mean, a second to Luke's, I think 28 in 2001.
He did it against a tougher schedule.
He absolutely did. Seven Power Fives. That was amazing. And we will always forget the ASU punch out. That is one of the greatest defensive plays by an offensive player ever at BYU.
It's one of the greatest plays in BYU football history.
So
just a matter of where it gets placed in said list.
Coming up, the top 10 plays. We have so many shows we've got to do.
Indeed.
After that.
Just adding to the list. He was old reliable. He was Aaron Roderick's old reliable. You need three yards. It's fourth and two. Hand the ball to Tyler Allgeier.
16 yards.
You will get it. A guy who earned every bit of his NFL draft selection.
Not bad for a guy who was working the night shift at Walmart Norm as a walk-on. A couple years later, he does that. Unbelievable story.
This team makes the cut at number 10, notably over a team like 1990 that had a Heisman Trophy winner that year in Ty Detmer. Okay?
Interesting. 90 on the list. Stay tuned.
Okay. Let's move on to number 9 following this incredible 2021 season.
Okay, 1981 is coming in at number 9. Jim McMahon at quarterback, tight end Gordon Hudson. This was an incredible team. To me, it was better. We'll see where that lands. 81's on the list. Number 9 at number 9.
On the heels of that record-breaking 1980 season, Jim McMahon put up over 3,500 passing yards, 30 touchdowns, in spite of missing two games due to injury. He didn't play two games and put up those numbers.
That was a Tom Homo blocked punt, by the way. That's awesome.
I love it.
And touchdown.
Jim was named first-team All-American, won the Davey O'Brien and Sammy Baugh Awards as the best quarterback in college football. He was a record-breaking machine.
The year before, he was even better. But his senior year, he's really good. Like, look at these numbers. He goes 3,500-plus, 30 touchdowns, second in the NCAA in both of those.
Again, missed two games.
And look how many helmet stickers he has. Was there no Y on the side of his helmet on the right side?
Maybe he had to remove it.
Did
so
he get
fit all of
so
the personal
many? Yeah, exactly. I missed that amount of helmet stickers. Also, I missed just straight-up film. Jim McMahon, to me, is the greatest quarterback that's come through BYU, and then it goes Ty and Steve, and like so many good quarterbacks. But that combination with Gordon Hudson was really special, and what a senior year those guys had.
1981 marked a third straight season in which BYU won 11-plus games. BYU also peaked late in the season. They secured the best three wins of the year over the final three games, notably winning by 10 at number 19 Hawaii, beating Utah by 28, and then beating number 20 Washington State by 2 points in the Holiday Bowl.
I mean, what a way to finish. Another Tom Holman note, by the way, pick six in that game, and it's a two-point game. So strong finish, strong season overall, 11-2, all those accolades you just mentioned, incredible. Number 13 in the AP poll, that's pretty high in the finish. Won the WAC for a fourth straight year. So what a fun situation where the year before, BYU had won its first bowl game, now they've got a win streak in bowl games.
You ask, why is this team number 9 on the list? We just gave you the reasons, but again, let's double down. Jim McMahon at quarterback, back-to-back Holiday Bowl winners when BYU hadn't won a bowl game up until Jim McMahon was the quarterback, and you already mentioned the number 13 ranking in the final AP poll.
Which is big time. Honestly, that would be amazing now, let alone then. It was incredible then because BYU hadn't done much. Now they're doing stuff at this point.
8 is great on this list as we move to number 8 and rewind 2 more years to 1979 as this countdown rolls on with your BYU Cougars at the end of the 70s, the first team to ever compile a double-digit win total within a single season. 79, led by the great Mark Wilson, was also the first BYU team to ever go undefeated in a regular season.
That was amazing, and it started off with one of the best wins in program history to that point. They go for 2, as you just saw in the video, against number 14 Texas A&M in a game that got moved to Houston, the flak jacket with Mark Wilson. BYU comes back down 14-3. That was a huge win. To that point, I believe that was the second win ever versus a ranked team. BYU had done it against Arizona State a few years before.
It was the first on the road.
First on the road, yeah. That was a big-time win for BYU.
BYU's lone loss in 1979, and I almost hate to bring it up, but we have to, happened in the Holiday Bowl against Lee Corso's Indiana Hoosiers, losing in heartbreaking fashion by 1 point, late missed field goal, 38-37. Other than that, it was perfection.
They were undefeated until the bowl game. We don't really talk about this team until today, where we give them some flowers. Mark Wilson was unbelievable. 11 wins, consensus All-American, passed for almost 3,800 yards, 29 touchdowns, set 10 NCAA records. The quarterback factory is happening now in his BYU career. 10 records, third in the Heisman voting, inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1990.
Well deserved. BYU also finished that year ranked number 13 in the final AP poll, and to that date was just the second team in program history to be ranked in any final AP poll. It was not happening regularly until the quarterback factory got rolling. So 1979 worthy of the number 8 spot. 3 teams down, 7 to go. And after the break, quarterbacks Max Hall and John Beck show up with their respective teams in this rundown. But is it Beck or Hall with the edge in this list? The top 10 teams in BYU football history continue on a BYU Sports Nation special.
The BYU Cougars, winners of the Mountain West. He'll roll right, let it go. Finds his guy, touchdown! Johnny Harleen!
BYU led by quarterback Max Hall, winning his quarterback in BYU history.
Pitta into the end zone, touchdown BYU!
The Cougars, the 2009 Mako Bowl Las Vegas champions.
BYU Sports Nation special continues in Studio B, the top 10 BYU football teams in history, and the countdown rolls on at lucky number 7, the 2009 edition of BYU football, led by a very big 3. Max Hall at quarterback, Harvey Unga at running back, and Dennis Pitta at tight end. This team put up a ton of points on offense, while guys like Colby Clausen, Jan Jorgensen, and Andrew Rich headlined a stout defense.
They opened the season in Jerry's world against number 3 Oklahoma, reigning Heisman Trophy winner Sam Bradford, thanks to a bunch of key plays. Colby Clausen knocking out Sam Bradford, Dennis Pitta's fourth down conversion despite his helmet popping off every other play, and Max Hall connecting with McKay Jacobson for the game-winning touchdown. BYU came away with a dramatic 14-13 win.
We just had a group of guys that we just weren't scared, and we believed that we could beat anybody. And we prepared like crazy all offseason for it. So that game meant a lot, not just because it was Oklahoma, but how were we going to bounce back from the season before? It was a phenomenal night. What I remember most about it is the defense showed up, man. The defense played so well in that game. Fourth and goal stands, turnovers. I mean, you can see it right there flying around. And it gave energy to our offense, and we were able to go down, at the end of the game on that final drive and get it done.
Incredible stuff. Manifesting success. If you haven't heard the story with McKay Jacobson, where he's taking a tour of Jerry's World earlier in the year, and he says, I'm standing in the end zone.
He calls Max.
I'm envisioning you throwing me a touchdown
Me a touchdown, yep.
In the spot, he caught the actual game-winning touchdown pass.
Crazy. McKay's from Dallas, too, so that was personal for him.
Max Hall's halftime guarantee.
We're going to win this game.
Yes.
Yeah, he's running off. Fired up, man. Dennis Pitta was clutch multiple times in this game, notably late on the game-winning drive with the fourth down conversion. That was a massive win. And remember, BYU's 20. They weren't some, who is this group, unranked? What? BYU's expected to be good coming off 10-3 in 2008
yeah.
and 11-2 in 2007. It was an awesome win to start the season, man. It catapulted BYU up.
After stunning the number three Sooners in the first ever college football game played at Jerry's World, by the way, BYU jumped to number 9 in the AP poll, stayed in the national rankings all season. BYU's only losses in 2009 happened in Provo against Florida State and number 10 TCU.
And frankly, those were embarrassing losses. 54-28 and then just getting shellacked after college game day was in town, 38-7. Those didn't feel good. But overall, I thought that team was tremendous because the Mountain West was amazing that year. TCU, remember Utah was coming off undefeated, beating Alabama in the Sugar Bowl the year before, and BYU. They're all in the top 25. That was a really good league. It was really tough. And, of course, the signature moment comes not only just Oklahoma. You're playing number 22, Utah.
Oh,
this is a ranked matchup. It's senior night for some all-timers. And Max Hall and Dennis Pitta.
They break out the royal jerseys
for the first time in a long time. They paint the end zones. And, of course, BYU gets the walk-off touchdown in OT in one of the more iconic moments in the history of the rivalry.
So it's second down and 10 for BYU. Four-man rush. Throwing it over the middle. It's caught. Andrew George. Touchdown, BYU. Max Hall waving goodbye. One of 20 seniors to go out in style on top. An overtime victory over the rival Utah Utes 26-23.
So after the TD, you see this kid come over and pull off a hood and look around. That was me. I was right
there. You go. Germs in the mix.
I was trying not to get like shoved into that pile.
Caught up in the chaos.
I didn't want to get crushed under that. That was such a great moment, and what a win for BYU. Famously, Max Hall, after that game, says what he says about Utah. I was in the room there, too,
and I was like, there are lots of T-shirts about it now.
I was like, man, am I the only one that agrees with this in the room?
Overtime walk-off winner, and yeah, the Max Hall quote. Max also became the winningest quarterback in BYU history in 2009. He was 32-7 as a starter over three seasons, capping off an incredible career in Provo. He captained BYU to an 11-2 record while passing for 3,560 yards and 33 touchdowns.
My boy Dennis Pitta had a great senior season, too. So 829 yards, 8 touchdowns. For his career, these are stupid numbers. 221 receptions, 2,901 yards, 21 touchdowns. He's one of the greatest receivers, tight ends, players at BYU ever. Amazing. There's a reason we mention his name every day on the program.
He is great indeed. We have time for him on this program
now. Well, we're not going to interview him, but we talk about him, yeah.
BYU finished the season 11-2 with a convincing blowout win over a ranked Oregon State team in the Las Vegas Bowl. Windy Las Vegas Bowl, but a dominant victory nonetheless. And the Cougars finish at number 12 in the final AP poll.
That's a great team, man.
They are the number 7 team on our list.
So number 6, 2006. This is a great BYU team. The 06 team features John Beck, who's a senior, Johnny Harleen, running back Curtis Brown, Cameron Jensen, Brian Keel, David Nixon.
NFL guys all over that roster.
Littered.
Let's not forget the team actually began the season, Jerem, 1-2.
Yep.
Including a gut punch 3-point loss at Arizona and a frustrating 7-point double overtime loss at number 23 Boston College.
That play against Tulsa is one of my favorite plays.
They did have those plays. That was the one win in the first three games.
Yes, Tulsa at home.
So BYU loses to a team that's in BC that's quarterbacked by Matt Ryan,
but
they end the season winning the final 10 games and do so by an average of 26.2 points per contest.
Dominant.
Including 9 wins by double figures and 5 wins by 30-plus points.
You look at what BYU did at home. They owned home, right? David Nixon, his last 3 years, didn't lose a home game. Brian Keel, these guys, 06, 07, 08, they defended Lavelle Edwards Stadium. It was amazing. And of course, the most iconic play from the year is going to Utah, back and forth, Eric Weddle, Johnny Harlane, back to Harlane, finished it off.
Let's go!
They have to go to the end zone. Final play of the game, barring a penalty, all the time in the world for Beck. Can anybody get open for him? He'll roll right, lets it go, finds this guy, touchdown! Johnny Harlane comes all the way across the field. Beck finds him, and it's a touchdown, and BYU swarms the field. They win it.
He continues to move. He moves to his right. Watch what happens here as he comes back to his right. He's going to come back. Now watch the arm strength going the other direction, just guns it across the field. Harley down on his knees and makes the catch. Bronco Mendenhall, normally calm. What happens? Oh, he's got to be excited.
What a celebration. Still probably the greatest finish to an individual BYU game that I have ever witnessed in person. And we...
What do you mean probably?
You and I...
What do you mean probably?
Standing next to each other.
We're on the 5-yard line in the lower left of that angle. And you just kept saying, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It was utterly unbelievable. I've got the picture taken by our former boss at iProvo when we were BYU students. Dan Ransom in my office that highlights that
ball
moment.
Floating down as Johnny Harlane is like sliding onto his knees.
The answered prayer. What a finish, man. It was so fun.
John Beck, the Mountain West Conference Offensive Player of the Year. Put it in your books!
Thanks, James Bates.
And eventual second-round NFL draft pick capped his incredible career, passing for 3,885 yards and 32 touchdowns, all while leading BYU to another 11-win season.
Look how bad our graphics were.
Oof.
It was so bad.
Beck helped.
2006?
Listen.
Look at the graphics. They're terrible.
Hey, it's all part of
the in the moment. We're like, these are great.
It's part of the mystique, Jerem.
Wyoming, that was a great one too.
Yeah, Michael Reeder, the catch right there. A lot of people forget this. John Beck helped BYU win their first bowl game in a decade. It had been a decade.
It had been the 97
yes.
Cotton Bowl?
Yes.
I never thought about that drought. Wow.
Kay.
You're right, because you have the apostasy of 02, 03, 04.
No bowl game
no
involved.
Bowl game. Yeah.
Yeah. So he did something that had been not accomplished in that regard in the postseason a long time when BYU beat Oregon 38-8. He finished his career second in all-time passing yards and third in career touchdown passes.
And you think about all the people that have played at BYU and you're saying he's second and third? 11-2, 8-0 in league, won the league, 16th. 16th? Now we would feel like, why aren't you like
12? Disrespectful!
Exactly. Amazing season. Loved that year. That was my sophomore year at BYU. I was like, is this how it always goes? Like, this is pretty fun. Let's keep this going.
It was pretty good for the years following that, too.
Yes, yes, it was.
06 through 09? Come on.
Hey, pretty special time to be at BYU, if I don't say so myself.
The number 6 team, undefeated Mountain West Conference champs.
My in-laws are like, no, we were there in the early 80s, so we had a Natty and Steve Young. I'm like, that was better. Yeah, you're right.
We're down to the top five. We'll reveal those top five teams in BYU football history shortly. And
okay.
As we go to break, we ask the following question. Is any team worthy of besting the 84 national champions for the top spot? Does the 2024 team show up on the list? Stay with us.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
All the good vibes right there. Welcome back to our BYU Sports Nation special in Studio B, the top 10 teams in BYU football history. Back to the countdown at number five. Enter 2024.
Oh, look at
that.
Wow. Okay.
The 2024 Cougar football team finished tied for first in the Big 12 Conference in just the second season as a member of a power conference. This BYU team, Jerem, was truly a team. They won in a variety of ways. Great defense, opportunistic offense, and highly elite special teams.
Okay, expectations were low. Only 4.5 wins projected.
Garbage.
Prior to the season. Picked 13th in the Big 12. Hey, BYU's 9-0 start caught everyone by surprise, except those in the locker room. Big win early in the season against SMU. They ended up being a college football playoff team. Baylor, dramatic fashion against Oklahoma State. The memorable 44-yarder from number 44, Will Farron, against Utah in the fourth and hold. In dominant fashion, also against Kansas State, and they finished the season pounding Colorado.
They pitch back to Miles. He's got space to run down the sideline. The 40, the 30, the 20, the 15. Low driver to Kingston. He bobbled it. Kingston recovers it inside his 10, running away from tacklers. Convoy down the sideline. Midfield 45, 40, 35, 30. Oh, my goodness. He's going to go. Touchdown. Throws in a window. 15, 10, 5. Lassiter getting it in. Touchdown. And it is... through 4-3. LJ into the end zone, up the middle, touchdown. The Cougs open on top.
Unexpected. BYU football goes 11-2 this season. Jerem, they dominated. Okay, for any of you claiming recency bias, come on. Hear us out. The 2024 team and their argument to be in this list comes down to straight up the number of Power 4 conference opponents on their schedule. They played 10 Power 4 games. Only one Group of 5 game at Wyoming. No, you love that, Jerem.
I love that game. That's great.
And a game with FCS foe Southern Illinois. This schedule was stacked.
It was amazing. And BYU's 9-0 to start the year. Obviously, they lose 2-3 in the regular season. That was disappointing. Not make the Big 12 title game. Have the opportunity to the playoff, but what BYU did in the season was good enough for number 5 in BYU football history.
They won at SMU, who went to the college football playoff.
11-2, ranked number 13 in the AP poll. This team, in many respects, we've looked at the conference finish, the power opponents, as you mentioned, being in the Big 12, AP finish, total wins, quality wins of how many 8-plus wins. They stack up against some of the best teams in BYU football history. And the exciting part is, it was just the second year in the Big 12, and BYU felt like they started to build something with that season.
The Alamo Bowl dominance, the way they beat up on Colorado,
dude,
absolutely factors into how we view this team and feel about how they ended the season.
Such a high note. What, 8 million viewers dominated? Special teams from BYU, really, really good. Will Farron, obviously, the fakes with Sam Vanderhaar at UCF, the 5 returns for touchdowns, Keelan Marion, Parker Kingston, Talon Alfrey did one time off a kickoff against Houston. The defense was unbelievable. BYU led the nation in interceptions. They were top 3 in takeaways with 29. It was amazing, and it truly was a great team, as you mentioned. The offense was good. I would say the defense was very good to great. Special teams was elite.
They were undervalued, ultimately, when it came to consideration for the college football playoff.
That was disappointing.
That much was admitted by basically every national college football analyst after the Alamo Bowl.
Yes, and it would have been it would have been nice had they just sniffed it a little more. I don't think they should have been in it, but I think they should have been much closer to it. And perhaps, if certain things had happened, if SMU had been blown out and BYU had... It's just hard to lose 2-3 and be like, we deserve to be in right now based on what we've did recently. It was a tough finish, but an amazing season.
Yeah. Well said. The timing of the losses absolutely factors into it, but nice to end the season with a punctuation, an exclamation point against Colorado.
Okay, we've talked about how the top 3 are pretty much known. So what is number 4 at this point? It is 1980. This is Jim McMahon's junior year. And it is the first BYU team to accomplish multiple program milestones, notably 12 wins, 83 points in a game, still a record, by the way. First FBS quarterback in history to throw for 4,000 yards in a season. And of course, the first BYU team to win a bowl game in a game that has a nickname, you know it, the Miracle Bowl.
2-point conversion of what a difference it would have made.
They got this one, did they get it?
No. This is Scott Phillips.
He has to get in.
He's in. Arizona. Big run. Got it. They blocked it. The ball is at the 41-yard line. By 6 now. 3 seconds left. Third and 10 at
the SMU 41-yard line. McMahon all the way back at his own 46, throwing for the end zone. Receivers are there, defenders are there. It is in the end zone. Who has the ball?
BYU.
Touchdown, Brigham Young. The wild finish has defeated SMU in one of the most spectacular college football endings I have ever seen.
I still can't believe it. Jim McMahon recently said to us he can't believe that Clay Brown caught that ball because he had basically no vertical in the end zone. Yeah, he jumped like
it just fell
4 inches,
him.
Just like fell into his arms with defenders completely surrounding him.
Little angels in the outfield just tap right in there.
Amazing.
Just tap it in.
Amazing play and finish. BYU's first ever bowl game victory.
And in that way?
That way.
Wow. And remember, the year before, as we've chronicled, they lost in disappointing fashion at the last second.
Yes.
Now they win it the last second the next year.
So the lone setback, man, dramatic win right there as we look at that play again. The lone setback was a shocking 4-point loss at New Mexico to open the season. From that point on, BYU won 12 straight games, capped by, of course, the dramatic win we just showed you at length over number 19 SMU in the Holiday Bowl, BYU's first ever bowl victory. And I've shared this before a few times on the show, but reminding everyone, this is a game, that Holiday Bowl, that Lavelle Edwards said he felt more pressure going into than any other game he coached, even the national championship clincher against Michigan.
Which is wild.
Because just, they had not won the bowl game. It's just like the monkey on the back.
Couldn't. And remember, there are not as many bowl games. Like now, you run out onto the field, you get to go to a bowl game. It was different. It was special to go to a bowl game. Jim McMahon, as we mentioned, his senior in 81, great year. 80 was the year for Jim, okay? Look at these numbers. And again, they don't include the bowl numbers. If they included the bowl numbers, your boy would have over 50 touchdown passes in the year.
Yeah.
He throws for 45-71. Total offense is good, too. He rushes for some, right? Passing efficiency, 176.9 is crazy. Those are NCAA records at the time. No one had thrown for 4,000 yards in a season in college football history, FBS, Division I. Are you kidding me? And these highlights are, like, in color, but in a weird color. Jim McMahon was unbelievable that year.
I love
Jim McMahon and that season specifically the most.
Not a joke. We asked him on a cruise ship in the middle of the North Pacific Ocean.
That was fun.
Of all of the records that he broke, which one meant the most to him? And he said being the first to pass for over 4,000 yards was pretty cool.
That meant something to him.
It had especially never happened. Back then.
It had never happened. Now it's like 10 dudes do it a year.
Mm.
Different time.
He had some incredible weapons around him. Notably, Clay Brown, who was one of the best tight ends in the entire country. But wow.
And hey, he punted too.
Number 85 was found often down the field by Jim McMahon passes. 15 touchdowns. And yes, to your point, he also punted.
21 yards per catch as a tight end.
That's insane.
That's a healthy amount. So
they won 12 straight games.
Yeah, after winning 12 straight games. They won the Holiday Bowl. They finished ranked 12th in the AP poll. At the time, this is the greatest team in BYU football history. They didn't know coming down the barrel was the national champs in 4 years, Spence, but that was a special, special team in 80.
Mm.
And mesh uniforms were still in, as you can see.
They beat UTEP 83-7.
Now that would never happen. Kalani Sitake is way too nice. He's like calling off the dogs, end of the third, right?
83 points in a game. Like,
that's just mean.
It's wild. The record still stands.
Was UTEP playing with 9 players? What happened?
UTEP,
essentially on defense.
UTEP got BYU a little bit later.
I don't care.
Whether they cheated or not, that's
83-7.
After the break, we'll count down the top 3 teams in BYU football history.
Okay.
The next 2 teams feature a couple of other great quarterbacks named Steve. You'll find out the rest of the list next on BYU USA. This is BYU Sports Nation, the top 10 teams in BYU football history.
Get down
from
to
Studio
it.
B.
Down to it.
We're about to enter the top 3. And at number 3, wait for it, a 1983 squad led by Pro Football Hall of Famer and 2-time NFL MVP Steve Young at quarterback. He was joined by All-American tight end Gordon Hudson and other outstanding cast members like Marv Allen, Todd Shell and Kyle Morrell leading a really strong BYU defense.
We did a whole show on this team a few years ago, break down how good they were. They opened the season with a four-point loss at Baylor, then went on to run off 11 straight wins, headlined by winning against Air Force and UCLA, who finished ranked. UCLA won the Rose Bowl that year, by
the
way.
They were the Pac-12 champions. Sorry, yep. Pac-10 champions at the time.
The Pac-something champions.
Two road wins with teams that finished ranked.
Yes, really good. Beat Missouri in the Holiday Bowl. This was a great team. Frankly, at number three, they could be number two.
Yes.
They were that good. And you argued that they could be number one on the 83 show.
They played a way tougher schedule than the 1984 team.
But did they win all the games?
No, they didn't.
The conversation.
Had Steve Young's senior season played the 84 schedule, I believe that they too would have gone undefeated.
Yes.
And been national champions.
Well, I don't know about the national champion part. You just need certain teams to sort of play.
If like they had all of the chips fall the way that the 84 team did, I believe that Steve Young's team would have crushed that schedule.
Yeah. In the multiverse, maybe they do win it.
Just beat Baylor. They beat Baylor, then they're undefeated. Probably don't win the national title in 83.
Because remember, 4 years before, they don't get a shot at anything. They just go to the Holiday Bowl, and they end up losing in their like number 12 or 13.
11 straight wins put BYU on the national radar. Yep. And so it allowed BYU, after they beat Pitt in the first game in 84, to immediately hop back onto that top 20 situation.
They had respect. Right? Not enough respect to be preseason ranked, but yes.
Steve Young's 1983 season, by the way.
Bro, this is arguably the second greatest season in program history that ties Heisman, right?
One of the best in BYU history. 3,900 plus yards, 71.3% completion percentage.
That held until Zach Wilson in 2020, by the way.
Steve Young ran for 444 yards as well and 8 touchdowns on the ground.
I would have expected more, frankly. In the NFL, he'd use that way more.
Dominated in winning the Davey O'Brien Award, was a unanimous All-American selection, and he finished second in the Heisman voting. Not even Jim McMahon did that.
Right. Jim was as high as third, I think, twice, which is crazy. One of the iconic moments in his career, of course, came in the Holiday Bowl against Missouri.
Out-of-body experience.
Passes for a touchdown, runs for a touchdown, and, of course, caught the game-winning touchdown.
And I think 83 was about that. It was like, look, we want to be great. We don't want to just be, you know, whack champions. We want to be great.
Young will pass on first down. Right over the middle to Stinnett. Stinnett might score. He's down to 5. He's in there. Young back to pass. Looking, fires it. Complete on the sideline.
Running play, Stinnett to throw, throws it back to Young. Young touches the ball.
Oh, the high step.
So good. What a catch. He catches the nose of the ball, and that is a crazy play to call in that situation. They had executed it earlier in the year, by the way. They had run that before. It wasn't the first time.
An all-conference safety for Missouri is coming over. Steve Young has told us multiple times. He's waiting for him to just steal that ball, and it's going to be a pick six, and Missouri wins the game.
Yep.
Which is why he catches it on the back end of the football, because he's surprised that it actually got over the safety. And then the rest is history.
Crazy. What a great year. It just keeps getting better for BYU football teams. Like you think in 79, it can't get better than this. It gets better in 80.
So they went 11 straight to close the season, Jerem. They finished number 7 in the final AP poll, which was BYU's best finish to date.
And it's to this day the third best. That's pretty good.
Wow. Your number 3 team on the list, 1983 BYU football. We were splitting hairs right here, too.
Yes, we are.
They could have been number 2.
They could have been number 2, but they're not, because the second highest finisher in program history in the AP final rankings is 1996. Steve Sarkisian, Chad Lewis, the Tula Mealy at tight end, Ronnie Jenkins and Brian McKenzie at running back, Shane Muirbrook, Tim McTyre, Omar Morgan led a stacked BYU defense.
This is such a fantastic team, and what a wild season. They opened the season playing number 13 Texas A&M in the kickoff classic. We've shown you already Steve Sarkisian's game-winning touchdown pass to K.O. Kale Aluwi to give BYU that signature early season statement win. And then you bookend it by winning the WAC championship game in dramatic fashion against Wyoming and then going to the Cotton Bowl against Kansas State. BYU beat
another
some
KO
really good ranked winner. Teams. They had two ranked wins against teams that finished ranked that season as well to close out the campaign.
Lone loss was at Washington, #SockGate. It's still undetermined what actually happened there. 14 wins in the season. That had never happened in college football history. Amazing. Cotton Bowl champs. They were awesome.
BYU had a flair for the dramatic. We talked about it. But in the WAC championship game against Wyoming, things didn't look great late.
Nope.
Jeremy, they had to drive the field, set up a field goal to tie it and send it into overtime.
In this shot somewhere as kids.
And then Ethan Potchman kicks the ball over our heads in that end zone in Sam Boyd Stadium. Those were like makeshift bleachers.
Oh, yeah. My grandpa actually got down from them. He was afraid they were going to fall down. He's like, I'm out of here.
Stormed the field. I remember picking up pieces of, like, helmets from BYU's equipment and just, like, taking them home as souvenirs, just, like, little straps and things like that. I'm sure it got ripped off in the field tussle.
Oh, you got to take those back, dude. They need them. They'll get you.
The ripped, yeah, chin strap.
They're like,
holder.
Where's that chin strap from Ed Keel? We lost it. Needs to be in the archives.
All right, let's go to the only January bowl game that BYU has ever played in and won. Number 5 BYU against number 14 Kansas State in the Cotton Bowl. Yeah, the Cotton Bowl. One of the biggest moments in BYU football history. And the Cougars, with that flair for dramatic, did it again.
Goes into the pattern. Kavanaugh off the middle. Picked off. Tim McTyre, the quarterback in the shotgun, Kavanaugh, in the end zone. And he is sacked for a safety. Shane Yerbrick blitzing. Gordon continues on the far corner. There's the pass deep for Dye. He made the catch. Touchdown. Good protection. It's for Kayla Louie. Touchdown. Intercepted. Omar Morgan at the 4-yard line. 55 seconds to play.
Number one's got to feel like number one right now, I believe, is what the statement was after Omar Morgan intercepted that ball.
But Chad Lewis hurdling everybody.
My goodness, what a finish to this game. And I know that some of you remember how badly officiated that game was. There were some egregious missed pass interference calls.
You're telling me Tony Padilla was on this game?
He might have been. BYU sideline was losing it, understandably.
I think they're over it.
Oh. So to win that game in spite of that, so, so gratifying, Jeremy. Oh, my goodness. And, yeah, how about the celebration from Sark, who capped his senior season in glorious fashion in Dallas that afternoon. He passed totaling for 4,027 yards, 33 touchdowns, and he too was a Sammy Baugh Award winner.
Yeah, that's big time. And his efficiency was off the charts. Look at that completion percentage. 15 games, stayed healthy, had a really nice junior season, but ultimately BYU had so many good weapons. You have two NFL tight ends on the same roster. You have really good possession receivers. Got a good offensive line, really good run game with Ronnie Jenkins, Brian McKenzie. That defense, to me, is one of the greatest defense BYU's ever had. Maybe the best defense BYU's ever had. 14-1. They finished number 5,
they
which
won
is 14 the second
games.
Best finish ever.
They won 14 games.
I believe Ohio State was the first team to win 14 since BYU in 2014 with Cardale Jones. Mm. It took that long for somebody else to win that many. Whew. Amazing season.
After the break, we will shine some light on a few teams that just missed the cut. And, of course, reveal the number one team on our list.
I wonder who it is.
This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Nobody knew who we were. Everybody thought we were going to stink.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation and the top 10 football teams in BYU history. Before we get to the number one team on this prestigious list, let's take a look at some of the great teams that did not make the top 10 cut, beginning with 1985, Jeremy.
BYU wins the Natty. They're preseason number 10. Robbie Bosco and BYU won 11 games. Their three losses, they combined 13 points. Cougars finished the year number 16 in the AP poll, won the program's eighth straight outright WAC title, but just missed the cut.
5 years after that, 1990, Ty Detmer's Heisman season. Man, had a ton of promise.
This team could have been on this list.
BYU ranked as high as number 4 in the AP poll at 2 different points in that season. The win over number 1 ranked Miami was the high point in the season. Frankly, it's the greatest win in BYU football history by final ranking. A 31-point loss to Hawaii and a 51-point blowout loss to Texas A&M in the final 2 weeks, however, had the 1990 team just outside of this top 10.
2001, similar to 1990, great promise, started 12-0, Luke Staley's Doak Walker Award-winning campaign, but two blowout losses, final two games, Hawaii again, Louisville in the Liberty Bowl. 2001, just missed the cut as well, but a really fun season.
2007, another 11-win team, Max Hall's sophomore season, his first season as a starter in Provo, featuring Austin Colley, Harvey Unga, Dennis Pitta, star-studded team, also under consideration, but after early season losses to UCLA and a shootout loss to Tulsa, BYU won the final 10 games, finished 11-2, but missed the signature win we needed to make the cut.
Beating UCLA after you had lost to them in the regular season, was it good enough?
Apparently
Ethan Manu Maleuna.
Apparently not.
2020, the COVID season, Zach Wilson's breakout season. Started the year 9-0, built from scratch schedule, only lost 3 days notice at Coastal Carolina. Finished the season ranked number 11, highest of any team not on the list. Left off probably due to just the quality of wins, but guess what? They did what they can. Could the fact that they're on this list, I think, is notable, that they just missed the cut. They made something out of nothing.
If BYU won at Coastal, they're without question in this list.
Because they would have been undefeated and probably in the top 7 or 8 in the country.
Those are the teams that just missed the cut. Now, for our number one team, it will come as a surprise to absolutely nobody. 1984.
Yeah, baby.
National champs, 13-0. And BYU stormed onto the scene by beating Pittsburgh in that season opener.
This team featured Robbie Bosco at quarterback, Glenn Kozlowski, David Mills, a dynamic receiving duo, Kyle Morrell, Kurt Gavea, Leon White, and others led a dominant defense.
So many NFL greats. BYU beating number 3 Pitt on the road to get in the rankings. Robbie Bosco connecting with Adam Haysbert for that 50-yard touchdown to cap off the rally win to start the season. First ever live national broadcast on ESPN in college football.
Yeah, and you're in good hands with Adam Haysbert.
Indeed.
See what
you
I
are.
Did there?
Oh, yeah.
BYU tore through the rest of the WAC schedule, went 12-0, winning all but 3 games in the regular season by double digits.
Just, again, not just winning, absolutely throttling opponents. By the time the regular season came to a close, BYU had climbed all the way up to number 1. They were actually number 1 when they played Utah State and won that game before they got to the Holiday Bowl against Michigan. Had to have the win against the Wolverines, who were down and injured. Their quarterback, Jim Harbaugh, had been beat up early in the season. Not a great team. But BYU still had to go out and win that game, and that's exactly what they did.
Kelly Smith, Kelly will score, and BYU does it.
He's back to throw again. Chase looks, throws for the end zone. Touchdown! A tremendous touch is got by Gronkowski. Gerbrick back to pass. The pressure's on. They sack him. Caught a pass to win the game. Bosco hits Bellini at midfield. Bosco looking. Campbell throws it. Touchdown! Kerbrick back to throw. Throws it over the middle. Intercepted! Oh, boy. Brigham Young University has won the Holiday Bowl 24-17. And the Cougars are the only undefeated team in the nation.
They did not know they won for a couple of weeks because this was kind of around December, 20th, 17th. They had to wait a couple weeks before they were actually crowned national champions because the New Year's Day Bowls had to happen. Great win, of course. It's not BYU's fault. They didn't have a better team to play. They beat who was in front of them, Robbie Bosco's heroics after the injury. Number one, the greatest team in program history, 1984.
Hey, Bosco was, and he has said this on several occasions, very nervous when he got the start. Following to be the next in line in that quarterback factory, passed for 3,875 yards, 33 touchdowns, 13-0 record. He finished third in the Heisman voting that season as well. Perfection and national champs, and worthy of our number one spot.
What a fun show. The top 10 teams in BYU history. Hey, tweet at BYU Sports Nation if you feel otherwise. What should have been different?
If you're angry, let us know. The beauty of social media.
And go to a therapist.
What a show. Thanks for joining our countdown of the top 10 teams in BYU football history.
Man, that was fun. Check all our shows on demand on BYUSN.com and the free BYU TV app.
For Jeremy, I'm Spencer. Shout out to Virgil Carter. We'll see you on Monday for another edition of BYUSN. Go Cougs.